Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I'm Jess, your host and your favorite female empowerment coach. This is a safe space to speak about all things on mindset, relationships, business, sex, money, and life experiences. Get comfortable, get ready, and let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. Today's episode is going to be a repurpose of an Instagram live plus a YouTube live actually. So if you want to watch the video version of this training, then go to my Instagram or go to my YouTube channel and you'll be able to watch the video version because you can see how enthusiastic I get. But the training is all about the ease of attracting money. And this is really inspired by my latest group coaching program, Match for Money, which is all about being able to become an energetic match for money, but with the practical steps as well. Because yes, we can visualize, we can meditate, we can do all those high vibe things, but we also really want to understand on a tangible front as high achieving modern women in this 3D physical world, how can I utilize the practical, tangible things to make me feel wealthy, to allow that wealth to come into my life? And in this training, you are going to see the vibe of what Match for Money is exactly going to be like. Plus, I give you a few tangible things to actually go and take and go away with to start to put into action. So if you love the live, you love the training, and you're like, I need more of this, Match for Money is open. All of the details are in the show notes below. You can click the link. But if you want to have a chat and you're like, okay, is this for me? I want to learn a little bit more about what's included in the program. It is all in the checkout process, but you can also send me a DM. We can have a chat. But I am so freaking excited. It doesn't matter if you are in business, have a career, maybe you're in between jobs at the moment. This is really for the women that want to take their friends out for a bougie lunch or a coffee and tap their card and not stress or have anxiety. Maybe you can do that now, but you feel this anxiety or this constriction in your heart when you do tap your card. This is for the woman that wants to scroll through flights and think, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go book a flight, a spontaneous trip, which actually one of my clients did a couple of weeks ago. She booked on a Tuesday to go to Bali. By that Friday, she was on a plane. This is what happens when you become a match for money. And maybe you want to help your family. You want to give back more to your mom and dad, your brother and sister, and you want to have the means to do so. And you want to feel regulated. You don't want to just do it for the sake of it. You want to feel so good in your body, expanded, knowing that if I give this money to help my friends or my family, I know more is coming back. This is exactly what I'm going to teach you in Match for Money. So stay tuned. I am about to hit the play button for the live and you're just going to love it. So make sure you have a journal and a pen. If you're driving, definitely come back to it because I've got lots of practical steps for you. All right. Hello, YouTubers. Hello. I see some of you are joining live. This is call with JP Wednesdays. This is where I get on and I do a free training of a topic of choice. You also have the ability, if you sign up in the link in my bio, you can submit a question. And I kind of like to infuse what I'm going to teach you and what I'm going to do a training on with your questions. And I've been having lots of money questions over the past couple of weeks. And it's really been because I am currently in the enrollment phase for my money program, which is Match for Money. It's all about being able to tap into the energetic frequency with strategy when it comes to attracting more money and with ease. It doesn't matter if you own a business, if you have a career, like a job, 9-to-5 job, it does not matter. This is for you if you want more money, you want to bring more, you don't want to feel this restricting feeling. And so all of the details are in the show notes here on YouTube, in my link in bio and Instagram. You can sign up. It is group coaching. So you get to come on 4 weekly calls with me, ask as many questions. You also get lifetime access to the video trainings as well, which is super exciting. Okay, so I want to speak about the ease of attracting money. And I really got inspired by this, that a thought that popped up from some of my coaching over the past couple of weeks. And something I wanted to go in depth about is the more that you have the money and what you're chasing on a pedestal, the more you revolve your life around it, that you need it. Like, if the more that you are like, I need this, or I'm only going to feel worthy if I hit this 10K month, or I'm only going to feel worthy if I get this bonus at my work. If that's the vibration that you have when it comes to money at this point in time, that is essentially you holding it further and further away. And that's why it can feel like, if you're in this cycle of working really, really hard and trying really, really hard to make money and doing all of the things and feeling a bit burnt out and feeling that no matter what happens at the end of the month, your money looks the same, or you are in the exact same amount of debt, or whatever it may be, it is because you quite literally are putting the money on a pedestal, and so it doesn't feel easy for you. And it's in fact showing in your 3D physical reality that it isn't easy. And so we get in these cycles where we work harder, or we do more things, or we think that we can't have that $5 coffee on a Wednesday because it's going to impact saving money or impact the flow of money. Remember, the flow of money, it's masculine and feminine. You need to give to receive. This is with, you know, everything, energetics, feminine and masculine energetics. You need to give to receive you need to give. That is something that I want you to keep in mind as I'm teaching this, as I'm sharing this concept. And so the first thing to remember is, the more relevant that you make the money, the 10K month, the 20K month, the bonus at your work, the more relevant that you make this money figure, the slower it is going to be for you to receive it. The slower it is going to feel like it is getting to you. And I'm never gonna say it's not going to get to you, or you're never going to find a way to attract it and magnetize it and manifest it. That's not the case at all, but it will feel really slow and it will feel like a grind. So the first thing to do, to be really practical, and this is what I do in Match for Money, is I love the energetic side. It is needed when it comes to money and attraction for abundance. But we also need the strategy. We also need the tangible things, don't we? So the first thing that I want you to look at is quite literally write out how relevant you've made money, how relevant you've made a figure, how relevant you've made this financial gain of something you're pining towards, or something that it's like all you can focus about. If you have gotten into business and all you can focus about is like hitting a 5K or a 10K month, like that's all that you care about, you will never reach it in a fulfilling way or a flowy way. Again, not saying that you won't reach it, because we can have the strategy, we can have the marketing, all of that, but it just won't feel good. It won't feel good inside of you. And most of us are actually operating with this relationship with money where it doesn't feel good whatsoever. It feels icky. It feels like we can't speak about it. We can't feel into it. We can't think about it. We can't do anything with it, because it's like this taboo topic, right? And part of the work I do, a lot of my work is around subconscious reprogramming and really being able to step into a identity and regulate to that capacity to feel really safe with whatever we are creating in our life. And a big part of that, a big part of success, is money for high achieving women. Is it the only part? Absolutely not. And it shouldn't be your only part, because again, you're making it the most relevant thing in your life. It's like when you get into a relationship, and if you make that person the only important thing, the most relevant thing, the only thing that matters, and you ignore everyone else, you will probably start to notice that your relationships start to disintegrate, that you have no friends eventually over time. And then if you and this person break up, you were left with no one and nothing. And this is very similar to money. It's like the tighter you hold on, the more it's going to slip through your fingers. And so to be into this vibration of the ease of really attracting money is, don't make it relevant. And I hear you. I hear you, and you're like, oh my God, but it is relevant. We need money. Yeah. You know, on a very practical basis, we do. We have been built on a society where it is a need to fulfill, whether it's safety needs, physiological needs, anything like that. So yes, I'm not taking it away. But what I do want you to keep in mind is, when we're creating new goals and we're trying to reach a point of not even a goal, but creating more abundance. And I don't just speak about abundance in the form of money. Abundance can be in many things. You can be struggling to pay for dinner, and then all of a sudden you win a week of food prep, or your friend take you out to dinner every single night and they're paying for you, right? That is a form of abundance. You may not have that money in your bank account or that cash in hand, but it is a form of abundance. And so going back, I kind of went on a rant there, but going back on a really practical step is just become very, very consciously aware, write it down of how relevant you've made your money goals, how relevant it is to your life. Is it consuming you? Is it all you can think about? Now, the second thing to think about when it comes to the ease of attracting money is, what is the impact you are making? To make more money, you need to make a bigger impact. And that's as simple, this is very esoteric, but that's as simple as it needs to be. The amount of money you're making is in direct correlation with the impact you are making. And if you're sitting here, and let's say, and I'll do both instances, but if you have a business and you're like, I'm showing up every day, I'm posting a reel, I'm giving away free content and blah, blah, blah. Again, if you're attaching that, like if I attach to this live, like I'm only doing this live so people become a client and they pay me. See how like icky that is? That's the energy I give off. It's going to repel people. People may learn from me. People may take on board what I'm saying and be like, that's a really good point, but it's still attached to this icky, needy energy. And so when you go out and you do things that are impacting other people in the best possible way, you're teaching people, you're educating people, you're sharing your gift, business, in your career, it's exactly the same in your 9-to-5. The people who are sitting back and going, oh, I have a cruisy life, cruisy, it's all done, they will never create more abundance. They will never manifest more that's sustainable and maintainable because they're not creating an impact. Human beings are driven off connection and fulfillment. And yes, there's other factors, but in regards to this, and so being connected on a deeper level and feeling fulfillment. If you're clocking in and out of a 9-to-5 job and you don't like it, you have no connection to it, it's just there to pay the bills, you will feel wildly unfulfilled. Versus someone who maybe you'll take a 50% paycheck cut and then you go to a smaller company and you're in a different role that you actually love, you will feel different and money will flow to you, abundance will flow to you in different ways. This is why people who sometimes, you know, I've seen it all the times with clients and friends and my network, is people can be on the highest salary and feel so unfulfilled, but always feel like they're in debt, always feel like they're in this circle of like needing more and lack and scarcity. But then you have the other people that are probably on half the salary, love what they're doing, wake up every day, they're excited, they're driven. And even though their salary per month is half of this other person, they are attracting winning competitions. They are finding money on the ground all of the time. They are manifesting and attracting people always. Let me just fix this camera as well so I can see. Can't seem to see, sorry to pause, any comments here on Instagram or anything. But if you've joined live, hello. I'm talking about the ease of attracting money. Any questions, let me know. Hopefully I can see them, and on YouTube as well. But these people who have half the salary of someone else, they're more fulfilled because they love what they're doing. They're making an impact. They're creating fulfillment. They're creating the connection. But then they manifest in different ways. You know, maybe their tires blow out and then all of a sudden they manifest a refund. They attract a refund. That's the exact amount of the tires. Nothing's a coincidence. This is how the balance works. But when we make it, going back to my very first point, when we make it more relevant and we're not flowing into the impact we're making, it's going to feel really, really hard to attract more money and more abundance. And so the next tangible step for you is asking yourself, what is the impact that I am making? What is the impact that I am creating right now in my business, in my work? How am I connecting with more people? Am I just showing up, like in your online business, are you just showing up to serve in hopes of having a 10K month, in hopes of making more money, in hopes of just squeezing more and more and more? I never really used to understand when, you know, I'm going to butcher this, but it's something along the lines of, do something to impact people, I'm really butchering this, and then the money will flow, something like that. And I used to think, oh, you know, that's easier said than done, right? Like you have to work really hard, because I used to have that mentality. I used to think I have to really, really grind to make money, to receive money. But it's true, when you're creating this impact and just creating to connect with other people, and you're in this overflow and it's something you're like, I just want to give this to you. I want to share. I want to create excitement in your life, it does flow and in different ways. And the ease of attracting money isn't always money in your bank account or cash in hand. Please remember that. There is abundance in so many different ways. And if you're listening and you're resonating and you're shaking your head, maybe you're shaking your head. Maybe it's a hard concept for you, but this is exactly what I'm teaching inside of Match for Money. There is a beautiful blend of both the energetics and both the practical steps. Like I said, the energetic practices are so needed to align ourselves. Money is currency. Currency is the vibration, the frequency. We need to understand that. We need to understand how to match the vibration of the money and the abundance we're seeking. But the practical, the tangible, and this is a big part of all of my coaching, is we need that. We live in the 3D physical world. We need the tangible. And so if you're really resonating with this, definitely, if you want to chat more and see if this can help you, leave a comment, whether you're watching live or slide into my DMs with the word money, or just tell me that you watch this live and we can chat to see what the right fit is for you. But I think it's so important to be able to understand that the more, number one, relevant you make your money goals, and the less impact you're making in whatever chosen field, the harder it's going to feel to manifest money, to have it flow to you, to be able to attract it and experiences. And again, it's not all about cash in your bank or in your hand. You know, I had this conversation with a client yesterday, and she had a lower pay month in her career, but she realized she had attracted so many opportunities of abundance. And she was like, wow, I really am freaking abundant. And it's because we have been working extensively on aligning her with that and not making it relevant. With being able to be an energetic, this is why my program is called Match for Money. This is what we want to do. We want to become a match for money. And so really start to explore the concepts that I've shared with you on here and the things that you can start to self-reflect on that are probably hindering you. And I know a lot of this is like, this is easier said than done, and like, I need it to survive, and I need, okay, that is absolutely fine, and I get that, and I hear you, and I see you. But the more that you're squeezing on the need, the harder it is. And this is why it's really important, if you're struggling to regulate to a different capacity with your nervous system and actually feel safe rather than like a bear's chasing you all the time when it comes to money, when it comes to paying. You know, if you, this program is definitely for you. If you are someone, you have money, right? You have a salary, you have an income from your business, and even paying for a coffee freaks you out because you're like, oh, more money spent. Or maybe you really, really need an update on your facial cream. And you know you need it for yourself. You know that's something that helps with your confidence, it helps with your skin, but even paying for that, it's like, oh, should I spend another $60 on this cream? It's like that guilt, that shame, like, should I be spending this? This lack, and like not believing it's never going to come back. Not believing that you're going to get a return on investment. And so if you're feeling those feelings and it's like you're just, the anxiety in your heart space, the constriction. I wrote a thread the other day and I said, nervous system check-in. Are you constricted or are you expanded? And when you think about money and abundance, what are you? Are you constricted? Like, you feel your chest go tight. You feel like, whew, I can't speak about this. Or are you expanded? Are you in overflow? Does it feel good? Is everything in a reason? You're not driven by like, I have to do this, or I can't buy that coffee, or I can't go to lunch with my friends because I'm down. And you know, it's the feeling of like never being able to make any. Let me know, like, comments again. I don't think I'm seeing any Instagram comments, but on YouTube I will check. Is anything coming up for anyone? Any questions while I have a drink break? Hello to all of you watching live on YouTube. Appreciate you all. I don't have the chat up, which is a little bit annoying. I apologize if I'm missing questions, but please know if you do write any and I see it after the replay, like they're in the comments, I will definitely get back to you personally. So don't stress about that. But I really just like wanted to come on here and riff. Been speaking about it, you know, these things, just to share like the impact it can make, the principles and the self-reflection points that I'll be sharing in Match for Money. One of my clients, she created $35,000 in 3 days, not in a business, in her career, in a career. I think a lot of people think to make this big money is like, I must have my own business and make money on, no, like in her career in 3 days. I actually have a post with her voice message on my profile. Go and read it, go and listen to her voice message. You can like hear even in her. And this is like everything I'm sharing with you, this is what I give to my clients. Another one of my clients, she wanted to have a $52,000 increase in her salary. She got that, like that exact number. She got the exact number she wanted. I promise you, once you learn the principles, once you learn how to become a match for money with the practical side, and this is a thing, you know, it's not enough just to have the masculine practical. It's not enough just to have only the feminine. There's a lot of money programs and stuff that's like, you know, just feel good about money. And no, we need both. We need the masculine and feminine. A lot of my clients have built 4, 5, 6 figure in a month businesses as well. And also opportunities, being able to travel, being able to do experiences, being able to take their partner out for a dinner and pay and not be like, oh, do I need to transfer money from my savings? It's like they know the money's in there. They feel safe. They feel abundant. They feel good. You know, it's not all about this dollar sign. And that's what I want to emphasize. I think a lot of people are just like, okay, I just want to see the dollar sign. No, it's about the experiences, the travel. One of my clients, she booked in the same week a trip to Bali and she left 3 days later because she's able to be in this vibration of money and abundance. One of my other clients, she's a single mom. She not only built a six-figure business, she travels frequently internationally with her 2 younger boys. That to me, like, cool. The money in the bank account, amazing. But like, look at the freedom. This is what I talk about, like money versus abundance. Abundance of like, what do you want? What do you want when it comes to money and abundance? I sound like that notebook meme. Ryan Gosling, like, what do you want? Like, honestly, like, what do you want? Your first initial answer may be, I just want more money. I just want to pay the bills. Okay, the survival, right? This is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But on a deeper level, is it that you crave more freedom to book experiences, a dinner? Is it that you crave more to travel the world? Do you want to just treat your partner or your friends to a breakfast or a coffee and not freak out, right? And this is for the people, the high achievers. You're making money already. You have money, but you still feel this anxiety and you feel that your nervous system is so constricted when you think about getting more money or manifesting more money. But I really want you to tap in deeper into, and this is what I will be doing a lot of work around with all of the women inside of Match for Money, is like really feeling safe. Like I can teach you all the practical, all the energetic and feeling good and like, let's manifest, but that it doesn't mean nothing if you can't maintain it. If you don't have a nervous system that feels expanded, if you don't have a nervous system that is able to hold more wealth, and to not feel like you have to get rid of, or not feel like, oh, if I spend this $50, I'm never gonna get it back, or it's gonna be so, so hard, or I'm gonna have to work harder tonight, I'm gonna have to stay up till 9 p.m. I've been there, I hear you, I see you, I've been there where I'm like, okay, I was there in my career, I was there in the fitness industry, I've been there in my business, where I'm like, all right, I just went and I spent $100 at lunch, and now I need to stay up until 10 p.m. working really, really hard. It's icky. It's not nice. It's not an expansion. It's telling the nervous system, let's stay scared. When the nervous system is in fight or flight, when the nervous system is scared, right? Remember, it's like a animal, a scary animal, a tiger, a bear, a lion is about to chase you. And so if you, and this is the other part. So my framework, my signature framework, that I teach all of my clients, that feeds into all of my programs, Connection Evolution Awareness, it is subconscious reprogramming, identity shifting, and nervous system regulation. This is the trifecta. This is woman mastery. My mastermind is called Womb Mastery. It's named after this signature framework. So if it's anything you take from this, the phases I take all my clients, reprogram your subconscious mind to get your belief system on board with who you want to be. Next, change your identity, your self-concept. So that is translated, the reprogramming, in your 3D physical reality. The third, they're all important, but the third is important, is regulating to a brand new capacity so you feel safe to be a brand new you and to welcome new experiences, and you feel expansion. You don't feel constriction. That is the trifecta. That is woman mastery. I've been teaching this for years. So again, if it's anything that you take away my framework. Reprogramming, identity, the regulation. That will help you master yourself as a woman. And I feed this into all of my containers, and it definitely the match for money. And this is why I bring up the regulation piece, is you can sit and you can manifest. I can teach you really easy how to manifest $10,000 in your business. But if you don't feel safe, if you constantly feel like danger's around the corner, why would your body keep that $10,000? Why? And you're probably thinking, no, but like I'll be out, trust me. You'll find ways to get rid of money, to attract debt, to attract a tax bill, to attract your car breaking down, you need to get that. Like it's literally happened to me. And so in all of this that I share and bring my framework into it, and like I said, match for money. You see the way that I'm coaching you now on this free training, like my, I often laugh because once I get going on a coaching call with questions, like it's just such a magical place to be. And in fact, I release, if you want to see exactly how I coach, like to a T on money, there is a podcast episode I just released. It's like the third recent one. And I quite literally took a coaching session about money. It's about a 20-minute episode. I read the question that is going to be relevant to all of you, and then I coach on it. And you hear in real time coaching. This was in my mastermind. So if you're like, okay, I want to get a bit more of a, want to build a bit more trust. I just want to see how you coach. Are you the coach for me? Number one, you can slide into my DMs. We can have a chat. But definitely go listen to that because it answers a really, really good money question. Especially it's the question revolves around, okay, what if I am making money and attracting money, but I still feel lack? What if I still feel like it's not enough? Or even if I get that money in my bank account and I have to pay bills and I feel like, oh, there's never enough. I answer that. So go and listen to that if you haven't already. But I just really felt called to share that it gets to be easy. Am I going to bullshit you and say that it automatically gets to be easy? No, you do need discipline. You do need focus. This is why I blend the energetics and the practical. You do need that. But it's something that has changed not only my life, my client's life. I share this with my friends. When you get into the state of learning this three phases, my signature framework, and you apply that to money, and you learn how to neutralize money. Most people's problem is just they can't neutralize money. It's on this pedestal. It's like $10,000 a month. Oh my God, that's the best thing. Yeah, best thing. Best. Then it's $20,000 a month. Then it's $100,000 a month. Or career. Well, must get this promotion because then I'm going to get a salary and I can get the nice car. I call it fantasy land. One of my most well-known concepts with all of my clients is the emotional matrix. It's probably my favorite to teach. I love it. You can see me smiling. Like I absolutely love it. And I will be teaching it in regards to money. This is probably, I could say safely, the concept that has changed all of my clients' lives. If I had to put it down to one concept, it's a big, like I flesh it out, it's big, but it has changed. This is the one thing. And part of it is neutralization. Money's up here all the time. Oh my God, it's the best. Pedestal. You're not neutral. If it's here, money's shit, money's evil, rich people are bad, fear. It's not neutral. If you're swinging, we'll go this way. If you're swinging on the emotional pendulum, back and forth, and your life feels like this emotional roller coaster, like you feel so good payday, you have more than enough, you make money, and then all of a sudden you're down. Oh my God, I just paid the electricity bill, my rent, and I'm going to lunch. That's going to be another $100 on Saturday. Down. Oh, spike up. That bill's actually not due to next month. Okay, I have an extra $200. Down again. Oh, I actually have to get my hair done. See, like, you don't want to be writing this. It's not good. It's not like a lot of us, it's this constriction, this emotional roller coaster that we ride in our nervous system and body. And so the concept, the emotional matrix is, let's get off this pendulum swing. it's not worth it. And I know it may feel really hard, and you may be watching this conflicted, like, I need to work hard for money. Or maybe you think that rich people, like, what are your beliefs? Rich people are bad people? Or maybe you see someone on Instagram showing a luxurious lifestyle and you think they're snobby. These are the things that are going to detract money. These are the things that are going to make it feel like it's really, really hard. And I want you to keep in mind. So I'm going to end it. This was like longer than I thought. I'm so sorry if anyone's posted any questions. I can't see anything on my YouTube or my Instagram. It's never happened to me on my Instagram before. Match for Money is open. The link, if you're like, I'm ready, I'm so there, I'm ready to change my money mindset, I'm ready to make it be easy and to learn practical concepts and things that aren't like, woo-woo, just think good and like meditate every single morning. Yeah, that's part of my practices, but like, it's just not going to change you. If you want things that are going to drive results in your business, your career, that you're not, finally, you're not in turmoil looking at your bank account or, you know, fighting with your partner or whatever it may be, come into Match for Money. The link is in my bio note and my bio show notes below YouTube, or you can come over to my Instagram. If you just want to have a chat first and see if it's a good match, come slide into my DM. You can tell I love to have a chat. But we start in just under a couple of weeks. I'm really excited. It will be this. I'm giving like my full coaching vibe, but you get to be on a call with me. You get to actually ask the questions. It's not just, here are the modules, go listen to them. That's boring. They're there as like toolbox resources. When the program's finished, you can use those. The real juice is getting on a call with me, asking questions. Tell me your situation in your life, business, career, and where you're at and why it feels so hard, why you're not manifesting that 10K month, 20K month, why you're not manifesting that bonus or the promotion. And this is what we speak about. There are 4 calls, just to do the logistics, 4 calls for the entirety. Over 4 weeks, you will get lifetime access to the video trainings and the call recordings. So in a year's time, you're feeling a little bit low road, you're like, you're on this emotional pendulum, you have lifetime access and to any updates, which I think is pretty cool. So if I update it, which I definitely will, because I grow and I educate myself, you will get the updates, no extra charge coming into the first round of Match for Money. But I'm so excited. You can tell, like, I get so excited about this, and I'm so excited to help you and to help you like manifest and create the life that you desire, and know that abundance, money's great, but abundance, you can bring it in all of the time, and it doesn't have to be at the expense of your health, at the expense of not having a social life or not being able to sit in the morning with a coffee without thinking, fuck, I need to get to work, or I need to do content, or like 10 p.m. at night, like breathe. I hope this has helped you so much. I do apologize if there's any comments. Send me a voice message or a DM. If you don't want a voice message, if you have questions, but it is open for enrollment. I'm excited to have these conversations. I'm excited to see you here in these conversations and to really just talk all about amazing things, to change who you are and to make it a difference in this year. You know, stop doing the same thing over and over. I wish someone said that to me sooner enough. It's like, Jess, stop doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. I mean, that's the definition of insanity, right? So let's have a chat. I hope to see you inside of Match for Money. I'm really, really excited. I appreciate you all over here on YouTube joining live and over here too on Instagram. Hope to see you all in Match for Money. Bye.